Hello, I'm going to try and demonstrate how you make a sound like this. I heard a video, or I watched a video by Underdog Electronic School. That's a YouTube channel, and there's a video called Infinite Ear Candy where he tries to do a demonstration. And I thought that sounds really good. Let's see if we can make something similar. He uses Ableton. I'm obviously going to use Reaper. So this is my starting point. I've basically got three tracks.
Three hats, 33 items.
One is a load of hat sounds. Let's see if we can listen to that a bit.
Solo. One close neck.
So on here I've got 33.
Unsolo.
33 random hat sounds from a sample library.
Four snares and toms, 33 items, solo.
Here goes 33 snares and toms.
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten,
they're all different lengths, which is why they play at different times.
Unsolo. Five kits and bells, 31 kits.
Here I've got a third track, which is going to be sort of bells and whistles. Oh, sorry, that's everything.
Solo.
So kicks and some.
2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, cowbells, it's not 1, 14 beat.
That kind of thing.
And solo, kicks and bells, and solo.
And what I want to do is play each of these tracks as a layer, where each one plays independently as a layer, and each layer is then subsequently sort of delayed. But it's all triggered off kind of like just one note, effectively. So let's start by converting all these items into RS5Ks.
Four snares, three hats, 33 items.
So let's go to the hats. I'm going to select all the items with Control Shift, Control Alt A.
33 items selected.
And then I'm going to run an action.
Shortcut help on. Script, MBL export selected items to RS5K instances on selected track run mode not Lua.
So that's an RPL script. Sorry, an RPL, MPL script, and it's one of the RS5K ones which converts all of these into RS5K instances through in drum mode. So I'll run that script.
Script, MPL export selected items to RS5K instances on selected track drum mode not Lua.
Oh, that's...
Shortcut help off.
Take drum mode off.
Export selected items to RS5K instances on selected track drum mode nylon, edit selected 60.
So it's saying it's going to start at 60, I actually want to start at 48.
48.
Because that suits me better, so...
Consolidate Infinity of Candy Modified Reaper V6.
So now on my track...
Force 3 on pass 1 item.
I've only got the one item.
One slice loop bar 10%.
And that's the combined effort, so I'm just going to mute that item.
Muted.
I might get rid of it later, actually. And now, if I play my keyboard... Oh, I've got to change my octave.
Octave 0.
Lots of hat sounds. So the trick is, how can I get this all to fire with just one keystroke or just one note? So what I'm going to do, I'm going to add a MIDI rand onto it, because I want a random note to be played all from just from all of these sounds.
FX track 3 hat nylon pan zero equal
and
add FX track 3 hat nylon field selection
MIDI rand.
List one list.
Oh, make sure
preview,
I...
level one into level zero all plugins expanded.
Make sure I shift tab and go to all plugins.
List one list, yes. MIDI modal randomness 1/2. Yes. MIDI note randomized 2/2.
MIDI note randomize.
FX. Track 3 hats nylon MIDI note randomized still well. List one list, yes.
So,
RS5K, yes. MIDI note randomized 34/34.
I'm at the very bottom of my 33 examples. If I go up.
RS5.
Lots and lots of RS5Ks, got 33 of them.
Yes. MIDI note.
This has got to go to the very top, so I'm going to cut it.
RS5K close vacation. RS5K close vacation.
And paste it.
Yes, MIDI note randomized. RS5K close. Yes, MIDI.
So it's now second.
RS5.
I'm just going to use Control Shift Alt page down.
RS5K close.
On that top one.
Yes, MIDI note randomized 1/34.
So my MIDI note randomizes now at the very top of my effects chain. If I go through the. If I press Tab to go through the. Parameters.
Edit, mode, edit, FF, 0, edit selected 60.0.
So the key it's going to fire off is 60.
Input channel 0 when it's selected 0 on lowest output note cipher 48.0.
Its lowest note it's going to out, or rather, it's going to be triggered on note 60, and it's going to play a minimum of 48.
And it's selected highest output note cipher 72.0.
It's 72 is the default.
And it's selected 72.0.
I'm going to change that to 80 because I think that's 48 plus 33, taking into inclusions. So let's
Infinity account. Forcenell and Freon pass one item. Forcenell and Tom Freon pass one item.
Let's see if that works. So if I hit key 60. It's certainly playing a random set of notes. So now if what I want to do is get it to do, I'm going to do a similar thing on the other two tracks as well. So I'm going to, just going to
FX, track three at style on MIDI. RSIS, MIDI note randomized.
Copy the random note
Infinity of four snares and tom.
Onto my snares and toms.
FX, track four snares and toms.
I don't know if he's going to. Oh, I haven't converted this Infinity one. Infinity get to
one snare or the three not
RS5K, round. RS5K, so let's do that. Run my script again.
Export selected item to RS5K.
Run
48.
Do it on track from item or MIDI note 48.
Infinity of Candy modified Reaper V6.45. Five kits, four on snares and toms, 33 items. Three on pass one item. Four on snares and toms.
That didn't work, did it? Let's undo that.
Undo export selected item to RS5K. One snare or the three not
so
one. 33 items selected.
Now let's do it.
Export selected item to RS
48.
That's better. Infinity of candy mod. One size loop.
Let's mute that.
Muted.
And if I press 60. Certainly playing one snare.
Three on, four on snare, three on, pass one item.
Let's go FX, and copy track, my
yes, MIDI note random.
MIDI note randomizer.
Infinity four on snare, FX, track four.
See if that goes at the very top of the
yes, MIDI note randomizer, RS5K, yes, RS5K, snare, yes, MIDI note randomizer, RS5K, snare.
Right, it does go second, so.
RS5K, yes, MIDI note randomizer, one
off. He's now at the top.
Infinity of candy mod, five kits and bells, 33 items.
Let's select all my bells and whistles.
33 items selected.
Send that to RS5K.
Export selected items to RS5K.
Again on 48.
Inconsolidated infinity of candy, one slice loop.
Got the slice loop, mute that muted item with control F5.
Four on snares and toms, one five on kit, four on FX.
Again,
yes,
the
MIDI note random.
MIDI note randomizer.
Infinite five on kits and bell FX. Track five kits and yes, RS5K kit. RS5, yes, MIDI.
And my MIDI note randomizer is now at the top of that one as well.
Infinite account, four on, three on.
So if I hit 60 on all of these. So I'm just hitting one key repeatedly and getting a different sound each on each of those three layers, but they're all being played at the same time. What I want to do now is introduce a kind of delay in between each one. So for that, we need a new plugin, and we're going to do a little bit jiggery-pokery with some sends. So I'm going to put a new track in called
track name edit line.
Delay 1.
Delay. Pain. 3 on 4 delay 1.
And
FX,
here,
track 4 delay, add FX to track 4 delay,
I'm
selection,
going to type MIDI delay.
List 1, list, yes, MIDI delay 1 on 2.
So I'm going to add MIDI delay.
FX, track 4 delay 1 dialog, MIDI delay, list 1, list, yes, MIDI
and
delay 1 on 1, infinity of candy modified reaper.
Check the parameter dialog.
FX parameter, parameter, delay MS 1, value, cyber 0.0.
So let's up the
edit selected 0.0000.
I'm going to do a division of the time, which will be 1,
selection.
2, 5. So the
value, cyber 125.0.
125 is the delay
infinity
on this
account.
One, which I think is either a 6th, I think that must be a 16th note because I'm at 120 beats per minute. So what I want to do now is do a send.
Three on pass one item.
From my hats. So let's do Alt application key.
Context menu, master send, check test, send sub menu, S, adjust as slash over track 1, NBDAT, track 2, track 4, delay 1D.
To my delay.
Infinity candy modified Reaper V6.
But the other thing I need to do, which is slightly unusual, I've got to make sure this sends only MIDI, and also it needs to be pre-effects, because if I send it post-effects, it's going to be sending only MIDI note 60, what I need to do is send it pre-FX so that it sends the original note somewhere between 48 and 80. So
wrapped in for track three.
Two things I need to do.
Pan width track pan track will be the center track for delay one. Delete button.
So I hit I to get this IO dialog up. Yeah, application key on the delete button.
Context menu. Minimal envelopes and auto mute M, fade slash mono M, destination audio source MIDI, destination MIDI chan source audio channel 1/2.
Send the source audio.
Context men, non N.
To none.
Routing for track 3 at style on context men, send type post fader post pan S.
I'm going to change the. I've done the same pop up menu and got the type of send.
Context menu, pre-FXD.
Pre-FX.
Routing for track 3 at style on DB audio, infinity of candy mod.
So.
For delay 1.
I'm now sending a MIDI message from my hats to my delay track. That'll happen instantly, but then it'll get delayed. There'll be a MIDI delay of 125 milliseconds, and then I need to send that MIDI message onto my snares and toms.
For delay one.
So let's do a send from my delay one.
Context menu, master send, check to send, sub menu, adjust at track one, track two, track three, track five, snare and toms D.
Snares.
Track six, track five, snare and toms, infinity can be modified, Reaper V6.
So let's do that.
I'm on snare and toms, what it's on kits and bell one item.
Muted. My.
I'm on snare and toms, one item.
And we can unarm this track as well.
Unarm. For delay three on pass one item.
So I now hit my key 60. I'm getting two. I'm getting a hi-hat sound and then some kind of snare or tom. Any stereo effect we can hear is purely down to the items. The samples being sort of recorded stereo. One thing I could have done before I started was to make sure my samples were set to mono rather than stereo, but I didn't do that. So that's working. What I need to do now is repeat this for the other track. Now it's important for my bells and whistles. So I've got to go up to my original track. My hats one, and again do another, I need to create another send. Oh sorry, I need to create another delay, don't I?
For delay one, five snares and toms, one item. Six on muted kids, five snares and toms. Six on muted kids, unmuted.
I'll mute that before five track. So I've got another delay.
Track name edit blank.
Delay two.
Delay, pain, five, six, delay two.
And I'll do from here. So I'll do the Alt application key.
Context menu.
So I want to receive from my hats.
Master send, receive submenu, track three, hats D.
From my hats track.
Infinity can be modded.
And I want to send.
Context menu. Master send, submenu, adjust at track four, delay one D. Track five, snare and toms D. Tracks adjust at slash parameter, track seven, kicks and bells D.
Kicks and bells.
Infinity can be modified.
So I now need to put my MIDI delay on.
Five snare and toms, six delay two. FX, track 6, delay 2, nylon, list, and FX, list 1, list, yes, MIDI delay 1 on 2.
Here's my MIDI delay.
FX, track 6, delay 2, infinity,
parameter dialog.
FX, parameter, nine, value, cyber 0.0.
Currently 0.
Edit selected 0.0.
Let's make it 250.
Value, cyber 250.0. Infinity, can be modified.
So, all I need to do now is do the IO routing. So, from the delay.
7 on 6, delay 2.
Delay track, I hit I.
Routing for track 6.
Tap.
Pan width. Track. Media play. Send combo. Center. Edit. Select. Audio. Hardware. MIDI. Hardware. Combo. Box. Receive. Combo. Receive from track 3. Pass. Delete button.
So on of the delete button, hit the application key to get the context menu up.
Context menu. Send type. Source audio. Channel 1/2.
I went up this time and there's the source audio. I'm going to set that to none.
Context menu. None.
Routing for track. I don't want any of the audio to come through. I only want MIDI to come through.
Context menu. Send type. Post. Fader. Post. Pan. Context menu.
Send. Hit enter on that one and
pre-FXD.
Go up and I get pre-FX.
Routing for track 6, delay 2, dialog, DB audio, MIDI, infinity.
So now I can close that dialog with the escape key. And now if I hit, I can unarm.
7 on kits and bell 1 item.
Unarm that track as well. There you go. Okay. So now we have three layers. And that works fine. So why don't we put an item on the first
track? 6 delay, 5 snare, 4 delay, 1. 3 on pass, 1 item. 4 delay, 1. 3 on pass, 1 item.
Okay, and we'll go to the beginning of track, control home, start of time selection.
Set selection start.
I'm going to set up
bar 9, bar 17.
I'm going to start up 16 bars.
Set selection in.
I've set the selection in, do shift insert twice quickly. That creates me an item.
Formulate three on path to items.
I've got two items because one of them was the source of the samples.
Two muted size loop part one. One path untitled MIDI item.
So I'm going to go into my MIDI editor.
MIDI tape, path untitled MIDI item dialog, MIDI new 120.
And I'm going to make sure I've got note 60. Oh, that's the wrong key to do that.
Close page H, close page H, close page H, and around blue.
There you go, I'm on the item 60. Make sure my grid is at 8.
Grid 8.
And I'm going to make the duration 8 with control 8.
Length 8.
So I just hit 8 and control 8. I need to make sure my item is looping.
Infinity can be modified by V6.45 items for small context menu. Item settings, some mute can loop item source control plus LL.
There, I just went into the context menu for the item, into the settings for it, and made sure that
Infinity can be modified.
Looping is now set, so that when I go in
MIDI tape, have some titled MIDI item dialog, MIDI new 120, grid 8, length 8.
Hit I.
Close page.
Yeah, I just held I down, so it's now populated this item with
128 events selected.
128 events. That was a bit of fun, wasn't it? Okay, so let's close that.
Infinity Candy 2 Muted Size Loop Part 1.
If I press play.
One path untitled.
We're almost there. We are almost there. So the last thing I want to do is I want to improve this by making it pan. Now, the idea is I want it to pan every time there is a MIDI event played on the track, or rather I want the pan to be set randomly on a track on these three layers. So there isn't a stock plugin which comes for Reaper to do this. However, there, if you Google Reaper stash ran pan is one word, I think you find a forum article which then links to the stash, which lets you get this JS plugin, which is someone just wrote because the forum post was how do I do random panning on MIDI events, and we can add that to our three tracks.
Formulate one, three on path to items.
So let's try doing that.
FX, track three, add FX to track three, add style on filter, combo off, select.
Ran pan.
List one, list, yeah. List one, list, yes. MIDI mobile randomness 1 on 4. Yes. MIDI note random as 2 on 4. Yes. Random pan for linking 3 on 4.
There you go. Random pan for linking. So I'm going to add that to my hats track.
FX. Track 3 hats style on random pan for linking. List one, list, yes. Random pan for linking 35 on 35. Yes.
And
random pan for linking.
What I need to do now is also, what that does, it doesn't actually do anything itself. All it does is control a slider. So when it receives a MIDI event, and let's just check for that set up correctly. Oh, I'm going to set this to the beginning, by the way, before it gets set to being just 60. So I'll cut that.
RS9K close. Infinity can be modified. 3 arms defeating solo and 2 arms defeating solo talking. 3 arms pass to items. FX. Track 3 pass. RS9K close. HHS. MIDI note random. Yes. Random. Yes. MIDI note random as 1 on 30. Yes. Random pan for linking. Yes. Random pan for.
So my random pan's going first.
Infinity
Let's check its parameters.
Context menu. Context. Yes. Random pan for the FX parameters dialog. Parameter. MIDI channel 0 equal value. Slider 0.0. Parameter. Combo box MIDI channel 0 equal vol 1 collapse. MIDI note number minus 1 equal vol 2.
Ooh.
Pan output to link 3.
Okay.
Value. Slider 0.0.
So, no, there's nothing which needs changing.
Infinity can be.
But what we now need to do is add a panning plugin.
FX track 3 hat style on FX to track 3 hat style on filter. Combo box.
FX window again. Six. Volume.
List one list. Yes, yes. Volume slash pan smoother V5 4 on 4.
And adding that plugin.
FX track 3 hat style on.
Now, for some reason, it needs to go at the end, which is handy because that's where it gets put.
RS bank. Yes. Volume slash pan smoother V5.
And I'm going to tab, tab, tab until I get to param button.
Edit mode, edit effect, 0 on edit, select pan, side of the edit, select pan, load the edit, select combo box, preset menu, param button.
Here we go. I'm on the param button, hit the application key.
Context menu.
And go up.
Default control FX parameter list submenu F.
Go to the FX parameter list.
Show in track controls submenu F.
And go across.
Show track envelope subparameter modulation slash MIDI link submenu B.
And MIDI link.
Volume DB B pan B.
And I want the pan.
There. Parameter modulation slash link for pan slash
volume. I want to automate the, or link, MIDI link the pan.
Link from MIDI or FX parameter checkbox not checked.
That's what all I did was hit shift on there. Tab, I mean, so I'm going to hit shift space.
Checked.
So I've now got a MIDI link set up. Press tab once more.
Phase reset, grouping, non button.
And oh, I can never remember what I've got to hit on this one. Is it space? No, it's not.
Press context menu.
Yeah, shift space to get the context menu up. So now I define what the, it's linking to.
MIDI submenu M1, random pan for MIDI submenu M1, random pan for linking submenu 1.
And I want to link it to the random pan.
1, MIDI channel 0, 2, MIDI 3, pan output to link 3.
There you go, the pan output. So
here we go. Parameter modulation slash LFO checkbox not check. Audio controls in phase reset. Scale. Edit selected 100.
Now I found that setting the scale to 80 seems a little bit better.
Enable parameter modulation baseline value envelope. Parameter modulation baseline value side of 50.0% 48.46.
Go to 0. Left is what I think works well. So let's see if that works. Bit difficult to tell with just the one when you've got the other noise going on as well, but let's see if that's worked.
Link from MIDI or FX infinity can be modified.
So if I meet solo,
formulae 1, 3 on pass 2 items, solo,
and just let's rather mute the other ones.
Formulae 5 snare and toms 1 item muted, 6 villa 7 kits unmuted, 6 villa 5 new formula 3 on solo pass 2 items.
I think that's working. Yeah, I'm happy that's working. Okay, so now if we just do the same to the other items, I wonder if I can copy that. No, the automation won't carry across, will it? So.
Formula 1, unmuted snares and toms 1 item.
Unmute that.
Unmuted. FX, track 5 snares and toms dialog map FX to track 5 snares and toms
dialog. Add random.
List 1, list S. MIDI note random as 2 on 4. Yes. Random pan for linking 3 on 4. FX. Track 5 snare and toms.
I don't have to change any of the parameters of that. All I need to do is make sure it goes to the top.
RSIDS. Random pan for linking 3. RSIDS. RSIDS. MIDI note. Yes. MIDI note random. Yes. Random pan for linking 1.
So in my FX chain, I've got the random pan.
Yes. MIDI note random as 2 on 35.
Then the MIDI randomizer.
RSIDS level.
And all the. All the RSOKs.
RSIDK confirmed.
Go to the bottom.
Add FX to track 5 snares.
Volume.
List 1 list, yes. Stereo channel volume slash pan, yes. Volume slash pan smooth and V5404. FX. Track 5 snares and edit, selected 0 point. Combo preset param button into output. Param button.
Here's my param.
Context menu. Default FX parameter list submenu F.
FX parameter list.
Show in track control. Show track parameter modulation slash MIDI link submenu B.
Go down to that value.
Volume DB B. Pan B.
And I'm automating the pan.
Parameter modulation slash link for.
Hit tab.
Link from MIDI or FX parameter checkbox not checked.
Check.
Phase reset. Ruby. Pre context menu. MIDI submenu M. CC 14 bit sub CC submenu C. Note submenu N. After touch submenu F. Pitch B. After touch note submenu N. CC submenu C. 00 bank 0 CC submenu C. MIDI submenu 1. Random pan for link.
There you go. Better. I got into the wrong place there. Sorry. I should have just gone down to the random pan.
1. MIDI 2. 3. Pan output to link 3.
And pan output.
Parameter modulation slash. LFO check for the open phase reset. Grouping scale. Edit selected 100.
Can change that to select 80.
Enable parameter modulation. Parameter modulation 48.
And then when I was on that enable one, you have to go up and then down with the arrow keys.
46.8%.
Go all the way down 45. To 0. Okay, and that's
infinity
done.
Can be modified 3 per piece.
And then we're going to do it just for the last time.
6 delay 2, 7 muted kits and bell 1 item. Unmuted.
Can unmute that.
FX, track 7 kits.
And do exactly the same
FX
thing.
Track set.
Random.
List 1 S, MIDI note random S, random pan for linking 3 on 4. FX,
random
track 7 kits and bell. RSI S, random pan for linking 30. RSI K shaker set your goals 1 S, MIDI note S, random S, MIDI note random S. Yes. Random pan for linking 1.
So my random pan is at the top.
RSIDK shaker set.
Go to the bottom.
Add FX to track 7 kits.
Volume. Because some reason it needs to go there.
List 1 list, yes. Volume slash pan smoother V5 for FX.
I've added the volume pan to the bottom. and we will tap, tap, tap until we get to the Param button.
Edit, edit, clear, edit, pan, edit, panel, edit, select, combo, preset menu, Param button. Context menu.
Go
default
on.
Default, parameter list, submenu F. Show in track, show for parameter, volume, db, v, pan, d. Parameter modulation, slash, link from MIDI or FX parameter. Checked. Fade reset, pre context menu. MIDI submenu 1, random 2, mid 1, 1, 2, 3, pan output to parameter modulation slash link for infinity.
Yeah, that didn't take too long.
7 kits.
So now, if I... There. I'm just pressing the key. Or, if I press spacebar... You get the idea, and you can change the volume
7 6 delay 2 7 kits and bells 1 item
of each layer.
Track -4.0 -10 -8 6 delay 2 and snares and toms 1 item.
Let's reduce
track
bit,
-7.00.
And that's that. And if you want to, you can put on
7 kits and bells
some other tracks. You can put on some drums and pads, and it all works quite neatly. If you have got this far and you recreated this yourself, it's worth, of course, saving it as a track template. I'll also try and see if I can get a track template into the Dropbox, so all you would then have to do is add your own samples. And you don't have to use the samples like I've got here. You could record your own, have softer sounds like river sounds, bird songs, or more mechanical sounds. Anything you like which fits the style of music, and you can also lo-fi it and granulate, but it is granular stuff. You could chop it up into bits, play it backwards, that kind of thing. So I hope that's useful.